presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Welcome to Eric's Hour of Enlightenment. Now, you have to bear with me tonight. It's me and Heather tonight. We are hosting and co-hosting, and we're doing some fill-in for Elisa. For some of you who may not know, Elisa's with her husband, with Rune, Eric's dad. He had a major head injury on Friday night, and so he was taken to the hospital. It's quite serious. And he is at home and resting, but she's taking care and being with family. So hold them in your prayers. Hold them together. It's been a rough time for all of us. My dad went into the hospital on Valentine's Day. And, you know, I know, Heather, you've had some stuff going on too. And I know a lot of us have been going through some hard times. And here in Canada, we have some major storms and snow. And I know in Texas, there's been some snow and some weird weather going on there. So wherever you are, even though there's a storm on the outside, sometimes there's a storm on the inside too. And so we just have to get through it day by day. And so hold everybody in your prayers. Hold everybody in your heart and send love. Send love to yourself. And so tonight, of course, the awesome Heather Hilton Hartford, who is here to channel Eric. Hi, Heather.
I'm here. And, hi, sweetheart.
I love me some Heather. We all love some Heather and Eric. They're an awesome combo.
I know. I was like, Elisa, should I tone Eric down a little bit? She's like, fuck no. So, yeah, Eric's here. He's left it to us. So good luck, everybody. We're going to have a blast. You know, we're going to do this for Elisa and Rune, mom and dad. Yes. We're happy to be here, and very well said, Michelle. We're all going through a shit storm. All of us are, and it's safe to say all of us are. So all of you who are listening, our prayers go out to you as well.
Absolutely. That's right. So bear with us. Heather's run the board before and done this, but me, not so much. This is my first time. As we all know, I love to talk, but this is my first time running the board. So if for some reason I cut you off or I don't get to you or something happens, please forgive me. Forgive me. But Eric's put me up to this tonight. He says I'm up for the challenge. And if we all know Eric and how he works, he gives us these little pushes, gentle pushes.
He wouldn't
so gentle, right, Heather?
He wouldn't even let me on the board. It's like Michelle has to do this. So
yeah,
she's going to do great.
We tried because I'm like, come on, Heather, come on, help me out. But no, Eric says, no, this is a learning curve, Michelle. You need to get your technical shit in gear. So I've heard it. I've heard the message. Here we are. So tonight, here we go, because it's another night for you guys, another night for callers. So we're going to get right into it so that we can get as many calls in as possible. And so we're going to start right now. And Eric, Heather, are you ready to go?
Yeah, he's ready to go. He says I am, so I'm going to take his word for it.
Awesome. Okay, so the first call
Let's
that we're going to take in is, Area 312, Area Code 312. So, hello, you are
many
live.
Many blessings to Eric's parents. Wow. Many, many blessings and prayers for Eric's parents. I'm a little starstruck because I watched the show on YouTube and am pretty elated to get in. Wow.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome. We're so happy to have you.
Yeah, and prayers to your father, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you. So what do you have for Eric tonight?
Well, I have a question about moving. In the next couple of months, I'm going to have to move, and I don't know where I'm going. Just supposed to be some type of settlement. My partner died a year ago, and just supposed to be a settlement, but the brother's being really mean and holding up money, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, he's sitting on it. He's sitting on it. Because I see this this big man, kind of portly man, just kind of sitting on it. So, Eric, what do you say about this? You got to hold firm, girl. Hold firm. Hold your ground. Speak up. Squeaky wheel. You know you're right. You don't want to push unless you have to, but you might have to. Actually, you will have to. You know that because he's lazy.
Okay.
And also being stubborn and selfish. And he's showing me, like, him sitting as a king on his throne with all these money bags around him. Like, I'll do it when I'm damn good and ready. You have rights. Go for it.
Have a lawyer.
Do you have a lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is write a letter. So you don't need to go in and pay megabucks to have an hour with your lawyer. You just send an email or call him and say, listen, write me a letter. It needs to say, this is what I'm entitled to, and I will take you to court if you don't. That's what he's saying to do.
Okay. Do you see him move? Well, I'm going to move.
Yes, you're going to move. You're afraid. You're scared. You're afraid to move forward. But Eric says you have the power. You don't want to move, but you have the power, and you have you're going to have the means. Take control of the reins and don't be afraid. Go where the path takes you. Don't expect the unexpected, and you don't need to stick to concrete plans at this point. But don't be afraid, because it's being manifested right now.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay.
Thank you. That was a real blessing to speak with you. Thank you, because you just gave me a big peace of mind. Thank you so much.
I am a little starstruck
a little bit right now talking to you.
Can you hold on to that hope, honey? I'm sorry, we didn't get your name. What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Okay.
Eric says, I've got you, girl.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
All right. Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. All right. So here we go, guys. We have area code 310. 310, you're on the air. And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Vince, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Vince. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. I'm just really worried and concerned right now. Because a couple weeks ago, I was fired from a job because something I didn't do, or they're blaming me for. The union put in a grievance, and I lost the grievance because, you know, the grievance is decided by management. And so I'm officially fired, but tomorrow I have a conference call with the union and the union lawyers to see if there's enough evidence to push for arbitration. So I'm wondering if it's going to go to arbitration, if I'm going to be victorious.
He said that.
Right, you called in last week. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. It was supposed to be the thing was supposed to be today, but my union called me and said that they had to move it to tomorrow. So.
That was step one you just went through step one in the process. It's always denied. It's always denied. And it's very common with disability as well.
Yeah.
Right.
You cannot self-restrict yourself to feel like you've lost. You can't keep that feeling inside you, because you feel like they have you trapped, and they don't.
Right.
They don't have you trapped. And that's what they want you to do, is give up.
Right. And I'm not going to, because I really feel that I can win this thing.
You betcha.
Yeah, then win it. Then fucking win it. You know you've got this, but do not feel bad about what happened in the first leg of the journey, because that is what normally happens. That is to be expected.
Right.
And it is to discourage you from moving forward, but keep moving forward, because you got to speak up about this.
Yeah.
And this isn't just your journey. This, you know, this is a collective. This is a journey for the collective as well, for the unfair treatment
right.
of more than just you.
Good point. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck, Vince. You have to call back and let us know how it goes. And
we wish
you the best of luck. All righty. Thanks for calling in, my friend.
Thank you.
Wow, that's tough, isn't it, when we go through having to do those applications and all that kind of thing. But you're so right, Eric and Heather. Like, it's that first one, you know, that first denial. You
it
don't
is.
Give up with anything. You don't give up when you know it,
oh,
you
yeah.
feel it in your
yeah.
gut. Yeah.
And they hope you do.
All right.
You know, that's the thing. That's
yeah,
why
oh,
they
yeah,
have this
absolutely.
Here in place.
Absolutely. That's so true. Okay, guys, so we have area code 321 as our next caller. Area code 321, you are on the air with Michelle, Heather, and Eric. What's your name? Where are you calling
Hi.
From?
Hi, I'm
Hi.
Jill. I'm calling from
Jill?
Florida. Yes.
Hi, Jill. Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm wondering if Eric can tell me what I most need to know now, be regarding health or love or another area, just what I need to know most right now.
All right. Eric, what you got?
Oh, for love. He's like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. He's.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah. He's like, first of all, understand that you are in a position right now to where you are in a position of surrender. This is kind of like having to sort of surrender yourself to the moment and look at things in a different way, like at a different angle. Because it's almost like he's saying same old shit. You really had enough of that. Also, you're holding a lot of the past in your body physically. So there's
mm-hmm.
there's pain, and there's this anxiety as well of getting out and getting to know people. So things need to be switched up a little bit. So it's kind of like reinventing yourself and looking at things from a different angle. I'm not sure exactly what he means by that, but he's...
I know exactly what he means.
Yeah. Go ahead, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, you know, what I was... First of all, love was flashing all over you.
Yeah.
When you were saying...
I'm in love, yeah.
Yes, love. Love is... And
mm-hmm.
loving yourself. Loving life, loving, seeing love in absolutely everything. You also have, so I don't know if you're having any health challenges, because I'm getting the connection between how you feel about yourself and being very connected to what's going on health-wise. So have you been going through something that you haven't had a diagnosis for, or you've been having some issues in digestive?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. I. It's a long story, and I don't want to
yeah.
take up too much
yeah.
time, because I know other people are waiting. But
yeah.
recently, I was told that I had a condition that I believed that I was suffering from for several years. Intuitively,
mm-hmm.
I felt that. And
mm-hmm.
I recently got a confirmation of that, but then it was a few weeks ago, actually, I felt something major shift. I've been
mm-hmm.
making a lot of changes and employing some other kind of techniques to try and make the shift. And I felt
mm-hmm.
it happen I haven't gotten any new blood work done, and I won't get it done until April. Can he confirm for me if that shift did occur?
It did. It did, and that's why it's being brought up, because the more you're focusing on yourself, you've had like a little bit of help is the way he's showing it. It's a little bit of a boost. Are you getting that too, Heather? It's like a little a little lift. Mm-hmm. And so
also,
what's going on with you is reversible.
It's also some you're releasing toxins, so you're getting this nausea and digestive issues and headaches. That's also from the shift in releasing old things that don't serve you anymore.
Yes,
but I see the gallbladder. I'm focused on the gallbladder. I'm just feeling it like around the back.
Yeah, you might go through a little bit of cold releasing, but what I'm getting is that it's all necessary. It's all necessary as part of your progression, so just take it in stride. Take it in stride, but you got some lovely things ahead of you, so focus on that part of things and just know whatever comes up. If it feels like, oh, why am I dealing with this, just focus on the other part of things. Focus on the good part of things, because it's going to help you move through it easier.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask another question?
Well, we got one call. We got a whole board here going.
No problem.
So we're going to try and stick it to one person. Thank you so much, Jill. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Okay, so we've got, I'm just going to see, I saw that number here a second ago. We've got a special caller here, Heather. This is Claudia, area code 707, calling in specially to talk to Eric. We tried to get her in last week, and we weren't able to get her in, so we want to get Claudia in right now. And 707, Claudia, you're on the air with Michelle, Heather, and Eric.
Hi, thank you for having me call in. Thank you very much. And of course, I want to send best wishes to the family and Eric's husband that he will recover real soon.
Thank you. That's great.
Okay, so I have two things, and I'll keep it short. I would love to have some insights how I can support my brother and my mother. And then in general, I am a health consultant, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know. The overwhelm has been so significant that I would like to find how I can be of service to people besides my brother and my mother, because COVID has really, really affected everyone so deeply.
You are completely exhausted. You are so exhausted. Eric, this is Eric. He's like, Jesus, you're so tired that you can't even see straight. You can't fix everything.
Yeah.
You can't do it all. You're doing an amazing job. But there's a reason why the spirit has put limitations on you, because you would do it all if you could. And that's not good for you. There's a lot to handle, and it's not like it can be taken off your plate. And he's showing me this. He's like, you can't, it's like, she can't take it off her plate. She can't, this is where she is. This is what she has to do. So Eric's saying, yes, you're in this position, but you're so fucking exhausted. And you have to pay attention to your body and what it's telling you. He's got his arms up in the air, and he's like, how can you do more? How can you do more? You want to do more, but you're doing exactly what you need to do right now. There is a huge ripple going on in the world right now of all of us being this big clusterfuck. And Eric says it's safe to say it's probably 90% of us going through this. And we want to figure out how to smooth things out. We want to make it better. But it's part of this. It's part of this. And it's not your fault. It's not anything you did. And it isn't anything you could do different. You just have to pay attention to your body and what your soul is telling you. Because you can't forget yourself in all of this either.
Yeah.
And you're not walking this journey alone. And stop feeling like you have to.
Mm-hmm.
And call on those others that you should be calling on, but you're not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
'Cause you deserve it too.
Yeah. Is there anything specific I have to watch out in regard to my body that I should pay more attention to?
Your diet.
Okay.
You kind of fell off that wagon, he says. And it's not, it means that you sort of have not had the time to do the food prep you want to do. And to incorporate the vitamins and minerals and the health plan that you had in place before. And it's time to start getting that ramped up again.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his heart.
Balance.
His heart is with you. He's like pulling his heart out of his chest. And he's like, my heart is with you. I'm giving you my heart because I know how hard this is on you and I know how difficult this has been and you have the world on your shoulders, but you got to take some of that weight off and depend on the others too.
Okay. How about my brother and mother? Excuse me?
So I hope that helps. Sorry, go ahead. I cut you off there.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to take up too much time. Is there anything specific for my mother and my brother I might have overlooked?
No, because it's not your journey.
Huh.
It's not your
mm-hmm.
journey.
Huh, yeah. Oh, that just fits.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The hardest part of the healer is being able to back it up for ourselves and we want to take it on for others, but allowing them to take on theirs with our support and guidance, but the boundaries for ourselves.
Yeah.
For sure. Which
that
they
is
have
so
their
hard.
Heart.
That
yeah.
is so hard to learn.
It is.
Perfect.
It's a tough
but
one.
Honey,
you're
going to be okay.
Yeah.
Thank you
absolutely.
So much. Thank you, Eric. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Claudia.
You take care of yourself, Claudia.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. What a sweetheart.
Oh,
what an absolute sweetheart.
All
right here.
Eric was showing me she's got so much pressure. Oh, that's so hard.
Well, and I know, you know, it was just, even just with my dad being in the hospital and he has ataxia, it's like MS and is in a wheelchair. My mom is his caregiver. And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's taxing. It's a lot.
It is.
And so, you know, for all of us and so many of us that are listening right now, we're healers. And so we feel that natural help and we can help to a deficit. And sometimes that deficit is to ourselves. And I think that was a primo example. And so glad that Heather, you and Eric really brought forward that care for herself. It's so important.
Well,
and he's
bringing up that he's urging me to bring up the fact too that this was just today that I went through this and I was diagnosed with ALS and my husband is very active and he's 2 years old. I'm going to be 50 and he's 52 and he's like muscular and runs and I can't even walk around the block, but I have to keep reminding him you don't have to look out for me all the time. This is my journey. You have your own. We have our own journeys to walk, and then we walk together. You have to find that balance. And if you lose that perspective and that balance, it throws you off, not only mentally and spiritually, but physically too.
That's right. That's right. Well said. That's absolutely right.
Okay, so we've got another caller. We've got area code 561 as our next caller. So area code 561, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, ladies. Good evening. It's Maddie from Florida.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. How are you?
Hey, good. You know what? I couldn't understand the beginning. Who had a head injury and is in the hospital?
Elisa's husband, Eric's dad.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll definitely be praying for him. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, horrible. Okay, so I don't want to take up too much time, so I'll make this quick. I have an appointment
right.
with Heather next week, so I can't wait.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yahoo.
Yeah.
Awesome. I know. It's funny because Eric was sitting here jumping up and down, and I'm like, what? He's like, he's jumping up and down. He's like, oh, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I
love
it. I get it now.
Everybody, get your sessions booked in with Heather because she is booking up fast. I hear about it left, right, and center about how good Heather is. I mean,
yeah.
Come on, guys. Like, you can
oh,
hear
wow.
that tonight.
Oh,
so,
come on.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
And I literally can't
That's
wait
right.
because I have a big question to ask tonight, which is my main concern. So my son is going through, just got divorced, and he's got
mm-hmm.
two little babies, my grandbabies, which I babysit
mm-hmm.
all the time. And
yeah.
I want to know, it's a really horrible divorce because the girl,
There's a struggle.
Oh my God.
She,
yeah.
she wants to take, horrible. She doesn't want you seeing the kids.
Oh,
aww.
I know.
I know. And
so don't
hard.
Worry. It is hard. He's jumping in already. He's like, yeah, this is part of their journey as well, and as well as the kids. But it's also part of yours. So you can't. You're not to step back and take this lightly. Because you have
oh,
rights.
Not.
Yep, yep. Go ahead with your question. He said, okay, I'm going to jump back. Go ahead with your question.
No, I want to hear all about it. And but it's very heart-wrenching because she is literally, and I'm not saying this to be facetious or mean, the mean mother-in-law, but she literally makes threats that she's going to commit suicide. She goes to the house. These kids are 3 and 5 years old, okay?
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
And
it's all about
says,
her.
And she goes, yeah, yeah. But I want to know, because these threats you don't take lightly, at least I don't. And I'm always going to be there for my son and for the grandbabies. But she goes
Eric,
to the house and
Eric
she
says, Eric is saying, he's standing up right now, and he's like, okay, so he's like 8 feet tall right now, and he's pointing his finger and he's going, don't take the bait.
Oh,
yeah.
No. No. Yeah, I don't take her at all. But my son does. My son is very weak because it's his children. So, like, she
of
threatens
course.
She's going to take the kids and drive the car into a lake and kill everybody. I mean,
he
she's
said,
horrible.
You can't control your son. You can only control
oh, no.
you.
I know.
All right,
I know.
So so what's your question? He wants to know what the
my
big
question
is.
My question is, how much truth is behind her threat?
Oh,
is she? Because I feel that she is capable of hurting the kids.
She's capable of a lot of things.
Oh,
but there
God.
Is nothing you can do, and that's the hard part. And he's like, you know, we see a lot of ugly in this world, and it's so hard, especially when it comes to our own family. And we want to jump in there. We want to do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
In this instance, he's saying, let it, he's not showing a certain outcome. He's showing, he's showing me like really, really, really wavy water and then really calm water. He's like, ride the waves, but do not make more waves.
Yeah.
Just settle back.
But
I don't know what that image
her,
is. I'm trying to figure
her,
out
like,
what this image is.
Hurting the kids?
No, he's showing me an image, and I'm trying to figure it out. Michelle, can you jump in because I want to see what this image is?
Yeah, well, just what Heather was saying about riding the waves is, and what I was picking up is, you know, it our first reaction, especially when these things happen and you listen to your son with how much fear he has, because I'm getting there's a lot of fear from both of them. Well, from all of you, naturally, right? But what's really important is that you drum up enough love in it that you don't get lost in the fear. Because remember, there's an energetic component to everything that's taking place. And so when those threats come out, because that's her lane way of control. That's her lane way of control for him right now. And so whether that truly means that she really wants to do that or she's using that as a threat, I mean, it's you want to not get wound up in it as best you can. It doesn't mean ignoring it. It doesn't mean allowing her to do whatever you want to do, but you
now
want to try
I know
to
what he's
flow. Yes, yes.
Now
yes.
I know what he's showing me. He's showing me, don't show your aces. Don't show your aces.
Yes.
Because she will fight back.
Yes.
It's a calm, collective approach.
That's
so
right.
So you see, I hear the song "The Gambler." It's like, know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Hold them. Don't show your hand.
She's looking for reaction. She's looking for reaction.
Yes.
And that will make it worse if you react.
As far as her actually following through with these threats, that is a free will thing. And that's not something that we can put. We're not, you know, because I wish we were fortune tellers. My God, I wish we were.
Mm-hmm.
But that it doesn't
not,
work
not
that way.
It
it's all, yeah, it's all like we're talking about guidance and energy. And right now your energy is the only thing you can control. But as far as she goes, her energy and her free will, she can control. So if something bad happens, it's not in your control, but it also is you being the calm collective and doing everything that you can to not overreact. And that's a hard thing to do. Hard thing to do because that's what she wants you to do.
And she knows me. She's been in our family like for 14 years, so she knows me better. She knows my character. But I want to know more or less, because I want to prepare, and especially for my son and for the boys, if, you know, because everybody's saying, you know, she drinks and she drives and people see her getting in accidents and with the boys in the car.
She's erratic.
And it's like, yeah, she's very, she's
erratic.
Psychotic.
You can't predict that, though.
Will my son get custody of those boys?
There's a possibility, but I gotta jump in here and just say that the thing is that there's also opportunity. Remember, there's situation lessons going on in every direction, and there's an opportunity for her to have a wake up call and make changes in her life. And I'm also hearing getting help. So what the circumstances may be in your son getting the children, that may not be completely clear, but there is an opportunity for that to happen. But it's really important that you don't play off of what you hear from other people and you really pay attention to what you know and to the facts.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm sure that you and Heather will be able to get into this a bit, Maddie, too, and talk about it.
Yeah, we'll have a long talk about
a lot of love around it. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I hope that helps
all right.
for tonight.
Okay. I really do appreciate you guys, and I'll be sending my prayers out for Elisa and her family. And
thank you,
Larry.
So much.
I love you.
Love you. Love you, Maddie.
Bye, Maddie.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, that's a tough one. That's hard. I mean, I'm in a lot of really heavy situations tonight. You know, things people are going through, and definitely when we get into custody mental health and all of that. It's so hard, especially being on the outside of it. You know, it can make you feel so helpless. But that was some really good advice that you and Eric brought forward too. So I really hope that helps, and you guys can talk about that a bit too. So we have area code 470, and I'm going to bring you up right now. Area code 470, where are you from and what's your name?
My name's Andrea, and I'm from Oakwood, Georgia.
Andrea, hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm one of Heather's students for the tarot class.
Ooh, yes. Awesome. I didn't hear that.
I said I'm taking one of your tarot classes, the beginner.
Oh, Estrella?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. Oh,
hi.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you?
Hi, honey. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
You're having a tough week, too.
Yes, but the good news is the porthole work that they did, you know that black, like, slime that Elise talks about when she gets out of the bath? You know when she says that that black stuff that leaves in the bathtub, you know that film she always talks about? And she does that work, right? My house, overnight, all my carpets were coated with that black, like, can't even describe how it feels. It's like a oily black something. You know, she talks about
like
it one time when she takes. Yes.
Oh my God.
So, yes. So I mean, that means that the porthole work is working. That's what that means.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that. So it's exciting, but I wanted to know about the spray that has some type of spray you're supposed to use. I forget what it's called. Isn't it an after spray oil that you're supposed to use after you do some porthole work?
I don't know about that, but what I'm getting is frankincense. And I'm also getting frankincense and myrrh, and I'm also getting Palo Santo oil.
That's it, Palo Santo.
You can mix with rubbing alcohol and spring water and put, like, I don't know, 10, 15 drops in there and just spray it around. Yeah.
Right. So they sell it on Scalar. So I'm going to buy it from there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it goes, I think it goes, you're supposed to use it after you do porthole work. And that's why the scum is all over my house. You know, this black, from her, the work that she did, it's work. So that spray is supposed to cleanse it.
Also, I'm getting tea tree oil as well. A tea tree oil spray.
Yes, I have some of that then. I'm going to use that immediately. Yeah, so I wanted to know what the name was, about that spray, if that was the necessity after that work, you know, because, I mean, I'm getting the same, and this is a good effect of the black film that after she takes a bath, it's all, you know, it's off of her. So that's on here. So that
so
spray
said,
is...
You take what resonates with you the most.
Okay.
And and then that's what you use. So there is not just one certain oil. There are a few different that kind of are in the same category. But you take the one that resonates with you the most.
Yeah. I use patchouli a lot.
I love patchouli. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my thing.
So, yeah. So,
all right, guys.
You know, you know what, Dre? I would mix the tea tree oil and use that tonight to make you feel better.
Yeah,
that's
going to
help your energy flow.
Okay. It was good talking to you guys.
Awesome.
Talk to you
soon,
thanks
honey.
For calling in, Andrea.
Thanks. Thanks for the tip.
All right.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Eric.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
That's so awesome. I've heard so many good things about your tarot class, Heather. You'll have to, when we get towards the end, give some information about that too. And just in case anybody's listening that doesn't know, the portal work is atlantisscalar.com, and that's what Elisa is doing. And you can go on and see. There's a lot of testimonials on her website and information, and I've had the work done. I know Heather's having work done, and it works, guys. It works. I mean, we have to use our intent and do our stuff too, but my gosh, the stories and the things that we've seen and heard has been incredible. So check that out if you want to see what we were just talking about, if you haven't heard that. So our next caller, we have area code 626. Area code 626. You're on the air with Heather, Michelle, and Eric.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hey.
Hi. Can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah.
This is LaToya. Yeah, I called in last week. Hey. And I'm from California.
I just
wanted to say. Yes. I just want to say thank you for taking my call this week. I started working on some of the things that you guys mentioned. I just got a nice Reiki session, so I've been taking care of myself. I have a question. I'm kind of at a crossroad with the situation. Back in September, I was assaulted by a police officer, and they lied the whole nine yards, typical kind of what's going on. My question is I wanted to, my partner and I were talking about having a baby, and I feel, because I was going to do file a civil suit, I feel kind of at a crossroad with, between, you know, I feel like I almost have to choose, because I know it could be a long, lengthy process for the civil suit, but I just wondered what you see, if you have any suggestions or kind of what Eric sees and Heather, who, you know, I'm just open, so just wondering what you pick up with that.
Yeah, what do you guys get?
Eric is disgusted. He says this fucking bullshit happens everywhere. And the thing is that we're not, as a society, we aren't there yet to where we have the general consensus in order to get through this without a price. So he's saying kudos to having a family and being happy, because that's what you need to focus on, because you don't deserve the bullshit that they would put you through, regardless of whether you win or lose. You don't deserve that. And that's not fair. What happened to you is not fair. Justice is, in the world, they're really, justice is a word. It's not an actual fact. And that's the hard part. The other part is owning yourself, owning who you are, reinventing yourself and becoming happy and whole within, despite those motherfucking assholes that fight against it.
Yeah.
So part of the reason why I feel like torn about it is because I have physical injuries. I have a fractured tooth and a couple other things that are still giving me problems, and it's caused me a little bit of PTSD here and there, and so I'm not sure if it would be worth it to go through reliving that and pursuing it. But I also feel like, I know there's other people going through these things who have these same experiences, and so I'm not sure if I'm supposed to, you know, pursue that just for the sake of the, you know, the collective and making progress. I also feel like that could just keep me, like you kind of said, you know, moving on, stepping into myself, keep me from moving forward. So I don't know if
continue to be part of the Me Too movement, but don't take on the world's problems when you have a path to walk of happiness.
Yeah. So should I not, like, do you get a yes or no for filing that lawsuit?
Can't. That's the thing is that he, you know, his head's bobbing all over the place. It's like you can't give a yes or no because that's up to you. The thing is that what is the most important to you, and it does. It is going to bring stress. It is going to affect the family. It is going to affect you. How much more are you going to allow this person to injure you and your family?
Right,
because it's not about you fixing things or you know having to make things better for other people. If you've done what you needed to do, you spoke out.
Right,
and I'm telling you, there's going to be more. There's going to be more. So it's not just on your shoulders.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Was the officer charged? Was the officer charged?
No, what happened was they lied in the report. I called emergency services because I was in crisis, and the officer responded by putting his hands on me and unlawfully detaining me. Mm-hmm. And then because I was telling him like you don't need to have your hands on me, that he attacked me, and then they said that I assaulted the officer and they tried to charge me. Well, they did. Charged me, but then the judge dropped it, the felony assault on an officer, and then they just like dismissed the whole thing. So they knew that they were wrong, and the officers just, I see him around town all the time, so I'm like, you know, I would like to just move on. Can you suggest maybe, do you think that I should do the Atlantis Scaler? There's other things going on in the home, like portals and things. Do you get like a yes or no? Should I try that out?
Yes. You have some cords that need to be cut.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. God bless you and your families, and I will keep you all in my prayers. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, hon.
Thank you. Take care.
That's tough, and you know, like Heather, gosh, I keep saying that's tough, but I can't help it. You know, it's a lot of heavy stuff, and I know Eric was affected by police brutality as well when he was alive.
Yep.
So that's something that's near and dear to him, and that he can definitely understand. So yeah, that's sometimes we have to realize that it's something we have to do for ourselves is be able to get through it and. Getting through it will also help give a little more clarity to the next steps as well when we just focus on ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So area code 786 is our next caller. Area code 786. You are on the air with Heather, Michelle, and Eric. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, you guys. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How are you? What's your name?
Amazing. I'm Jonathan from Miami. This is like my fourth time.
Jonathan from Miami.
Eric has blessed me so much. Like, I'm doing great. Eric has been blessing me like back to back. So like I just gonna ask one question because I feel blessed.
So
it's not really a question. I just want a message really from Eric because I kind of know where I'm going and I feel excited. I feel like I'm going to meet Alyssa in person and I'm going to meet you and so many other psychic mediums of Charming Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said, when are you going to move forward? When are you going to pick up and move forward? You're still in that manifestation phase, but you got to put yourself out there. It's time.
I feel positive. Like I feel like I'm really going to be out there.
You are.
keep trusting it. Keep going forward. This is how it works.
Yes.
The path.
He says, time to move.
I feel it like 100%. It's like making my heart pound right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, go for it.
That's a good
mm-hmm.
step.
Perfect. I think that does it. Like, I can't wait to meet you, Alyssa. Like, you guys are amazing. You and Eric.
Well, we can't wait
awesome.
To meet you, too.
Yeah,
you take
awesome.
Care of Jonathan. Take care of
Perfect.
That kid.
Thank you, guys.
Send some our way. All right.
Perfect.
Good night.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We have next up here is area code 818, and you are on the air, area code 818, with Michelle, Heather, and Eric. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Shelley. I've called in a few times.
Hi.
And that's my friend Latoya. Much love and prayers
okay.
for her situation.
All right.
I just want to, you know what, Eric's like, I'll get you in like the back door. Because I literally just called in. And did something really just happen right now?
Yes, it did.
I'm the one that's dealing with the stalker, and it's really bad. And it's been going on for way too long. And he's in different cars. And I mean, this is a long time. And I was just going to be like, what can I do? Because I need to be able to sleep and feel safe in my home. But I go to bed every night thinking I'm going to wake up to this guy breaking in my house trying to kill me or kidnap me.
Yeah, I can hear the fear in your voice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, my heart, it kind of took us 2 minutes to set in. Because he, I pulled up next to him. But he's got a tracker on my car. I know he knows what he's doing. And I pulled up to make a left, and I didn't know what car. And then he just started yelling. And I looked over and blankly just was looking at this guy, like, waving. And I was like, no. No.
Is this somebody you met somewhere? Yeah. You didn't. But I'm not getting a long relationship. Like,
it was a long relationship, but I have not been with him for 10, 11 years. And then a year after I left.
Okay. So we're getting a lot of space.
Right. When I wasn't with him after I left him, he held me in the mountains for 49 days, and I had to, like, escape him.
Oh, my God.
Have you been to the police?
Yes. It's been an ongoing situation. I can't even tell you how many different police stations I've dealt with.
You definitely... need to protect yourself.
So I'm not like overreacting by sleeping on the couch.
No. You need to protect yourself and take this very, very seriously. Very seriously. Like, to the point where, you know, you need to use whatever you can train yourself with to protect yourself. Just take all precautions.
Right. I sleep with a taser. I go outside in my backyard with a taser. I'm very careful. I make sure I know where I have a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just want to,
like, I'm not trying
wanna,
to trying to scare you or anything, but he's obsessed. He's obsessed.
He is. Yeah, this is no joke. I get you, and you're absolutely have every reason to feel the way you feel. And Eric's like, protect yourself.
I know he's a murderer.
Yeah.
He's got there's past life energy there too. Like, there's like a very deep
Many.
Connection. And I'll tell you, something that you could do is you could get some scalar work done. you could get some of that done to help release some of it. Because, I mean, there's only so much that you can do when the police aren't helping you and you know what you know and you feel what you feel, protecting your surroundings and everything. And I got to tell you, when you just said that Eric said he would get you in, the weirdest thing just happened. And I had the next caller was on the line. I was ready to click in, and your number appeared as the next caller. And I was, it literally appeared to the top of the list, and it was not the next number. And I thought, that's really weird. That just appeared. And I was looking at the caller that I had my hand over, and it was right there. I missed one. I knew I didn't. So, yeah, please protect yourself. Eric, Heather, is there anything else that you can add that would be helpful?
He's putting his arms up in muscles and saying, welcome to the gun show, protect yourself. He's like, I don't know. That's what he's showing me. So I think that's what he's showing me, putting his muscles up.
Right.
You know, welcome to the gun
show. You can get through this.
Yes, you can. And he's like, you're stronger than him. You're stronger than him.
Right. The spirit always tells me when he's around, but, you know, sometimes you feel like you're just being paranoid or,
Erica is saying you are not, honey, you are not paranoid. You are spot on. And you really need to protect yourself.
Pay attention to your gut.
Keep
paying attention to what you're getting, because you're getting a lot of guidance. You're protected by spirit. You're getting a lot of guidance.
Yes.
And he's showing me that you're gonna win. Like you are on the podium. Like you are on higher ground. But he's saying put yourself there. Put yourself on the higher ground.
Mm-hmm.
You have every right to feel like you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that you go, girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're strong.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, but please call back and let us know how you're doing.
I will. I just try not to. Like, I send my friends in, and I try not to, like, take up your time because I want other people to get readings.
No.
But today it was like,
please keep us posted.
I clearly got a message from Eric.
Eric wanted you to come
through.
Well,
he definitely made sure you got through.
He told me that before that happened.
Yes. You're right. You are absolutely right. And I think
you heard
the message loud and clear.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
But thank you so much,
please,
ladies.
Let us know.
I will talk to you soon, and I'm going to try
to
get on the Atlantis. Thank you for being
here.
Thank you.
Love you.
Guys. Okay.
We love
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Heather, take a minute, and we're just wrapping up, guys. Things are starting to close down here, and so before we get cut off, can you, Heather, please let us know where we can find your awesomeness and any information about your tarot?
I'm commongroundhealing.com. I am booking out to the end of March right now. I'm also finishing up a beginner tarot course. I'm going to start a new one in the next few weeks, and it is basically to increase your intuition. So look for that, and that's it.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being so patient and helping me practice my first night on the board. I love you all.
That was awesome.
Thank you. You're awesome, Heather. I love you. I love you,
yes,
Eric.
Love
I love
you.
You, Elisa, if you're listening. Have an awesome night,
love
every
you
day,
all.
Everybody, and we'll see you next
love
week.
You, Mama.
Love you,
Mama.
Mwah.